Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. We have something a bit different for you this week. We're going to be talking about the astrology of the week ahead, but also we're going to take things a little bit further. We're going to talk about the books you could read this week, which are really, really relevant to the astrological energies. And we're going to be doing what our expert of the week calls a manifestation flow. It's all here on the Mainly Moonology podcast. So before anything else, let me just say this is a standout week for astrology in 2024. It's got one of the biggest astrological alignments of the year. We've just had the eclipses. We had one eclipse, the full moon eclipse at the end of March. We had a new moon eclipse last week, and now we get something which I think is probably just about as major, which is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Now, this only happens about every 12 years, and it's basically a meeting between the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of plenty, and the planet Uranus, which is the planet of shocks and surprises and turnarounds and radical change and awakening and liberation. It's a really powerful planet. And the reason why I think it's almost as important as the eclipses we've just had is because actually eclipses and the planet Uranus both have a similar kind of energy. It's kind of a sudden change energy. Eclipses are very much about thwacking us off wherever we are and thwacking us onto where we need to be. And Uranus actually has a very similar quality. So if you are interested in creating more abundance in your life, then this actual conjunction, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, is going to be important for you because it's taking place in the very abundant sign of Taurus. Taurus is, of course, the second sign of the zodiac, and it's very much related to Wall Street. So if you think about Wall Street, if you've ever been to Wall Street, there's an amazing bull. They call it the Bull of Wall Street, and it sort of represents the markets because, you know, in the stock markets, we have bull markets and bear markets. A bear market is when things are going down, and a bull market is when things are going up. So, of course, at Wall Street, they have this amazing Wall Street bull, which is so funny because it looks like a symbol for Taurus. It's very much about money. So in particular, if you would like to change your fortunes, this is a week for you to be really paying attention to the way you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're expecting. Remember, we are all constantly creating our reality with our thoughts, okay? So when we think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be rich, that's when the abundance is going to start to come to us. And when we have negative thoughts like, oh my God, I can't afford it. Oh my God, times are tough. Oh my God, money doesn't grow on trees. That's when you want to do. I'll show you a little thing you can do when you have a negative thought like that. Because negative thoughts, you know, thoughts become things. Ask Mike Dooley of touchy.com. He's one of my fellow Hay House authors, and he came up with this little sentence, thoughts become things. And I wholeheartedly subscribe to this idea. Even cognitive therapy teaches us that what we believe to be true is true for us. So if you find yourself thinking something negative about your finances this week, I'll give you two methods. The one I use both actually, kind of depending on where I am. Like if I'm sitting on, you know, public transport or in a movie theater or something where there's lots of people and I want to be a bit subtle, then I'll do this. I learned it from Doreen Virtue, actually. Cancel, clear, delete. So the idea is that you cancel and clear the negative thought you've just had, and then you sort of thwack it away. Cancel, clear, delete. All right, so there's that. Plus, if you have a bit more space and you want to be a bit more expansive, you put your hand right where your heart chakra is. I'll just sit up a bit right there, okay? And you throw your arm out as far as it will go and say, dismiss, dismiss. So the idea is that you are literally throwing this idea out of your energy field, okay? So that's just something to think about this week. What are you actually expecting? When I say your fortunes are going to change, does that say, oh, that sounds good, I'm going to start to come into money? Or do you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know, like, and if you're thinking, oh, things are going to be good, that is great. And what you want to do is run with that idea. Okay. So in manifesting, which is something I'm all about, astrology and moonology and manifesting are all really good friends. They all go really well together. When it comes to manifesting, it's all about having the thought, you know, having the clarity, having the inspiration, in this case, having the expectation that, ah, I can turn things around financially if you want to, or I can have a breakthrough financially, or I can have an awakening to what I need to know about money in order to go forward. But then it's also about, do you know the next step? Taking baby steps, okay? So it's all about thinking, okay, what can I do to improve my finances? What are some practical steps I can take in the next day to improve my finances? What can I do in the next week to improve my finances? What can I do in the next month to improve my finances? And I've actually created a free PDF for you to download, so that you have all you need to start to move in the right direction towards making the most of this very, very powerful conjunction. Like I said, this sort of astrological magic does not happen every day of the week. It doesn't happen every week. It doesn't happen every month. It doesn't even happen every year. This conjunction in particular hasn't happened for about 12 years. One thing you could find with this conjunction this week is that something big happens on the money markets, hopefully something marvelous. It can also affect things like cryptocurrency and blockchain and Bitcoin and all that, because Uranus is actually the planet of technology and it's in Taurus, the sign of money. Now, I'm not saying run out and buy Bitcoin, because it could just as easily go up as it goes down. The thing with Uranus to know as well is that it actually rules chaos theory. So it's really hard to predict with Uranus what's going to happen. Another possibility is some really fantastic, unexpected financial opportunities opening up for you. That really is not out of the question. And also, you know what? Taurus is the sign that's ruled by the planet of love, Venus. So if you've been hoping for some kind of magical turnaround, something wonderful and unexpected, something that's a 180 degree on what's been happening in your romantic life, that's possible too this week. It really is a week where almost anything can happen. And the good news is, because Jupiter, the planet of plenty, good luck, good fortune, auspiciousness, and happiness, is involved in the alignment, because it's Jupiter and Uranus. Because of that, actually, it's a fairly good bet that pretty much whatever's going to happen now is going to be positive. And in fact, I remember at a previous Jupiter-Uranus alignment many years ago now, I can't remember exactly if it was a conjunction or a square or a sextile or what it was, but I remember my beloved mentor, Jonathan Kaner, saying, summing it all up with beautiful precision, all change leads to better things. All change leads to better things. So in this case, the reason why he said that, well, maybe he said all change leads to growth, or all change leads to improvement. But the reason why he said that is because Jupiter's keywords are improvement, better, more, and growth. So when you get Jupiter and Uranus, Uranus is the planet of change, it's the planet of chaos, it's the planet of radical events. All those change, radical events can lead to improvements and growth. I'll just add, I have not done a vision board lately. I used to love vision boards. I just haven't done them in the last sort of 12 months. I might even do one this week, because a vision board is a really brilliant way to visualize whatever it is that you want to bring into your life, in terms of, once you manage to manifest all this abundance we're talking about, what would you like to do with all that cash? You know, and remember, you can decide that you want to build a school in India to help underprivileged children there, or, you know, that's just something, you know, I know someone who does that. But, you know, or it might be you want to help your local whatever, you know, charity. Doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to buy a Mercedes, but it can be, I want to buy a Mercedes as well. But put things on your vision board that you would like to draw into your life once you've tapped into the Jupiter-Uranus in Taurus conjunction this week. And vision boards are really, really powerful. You can also use techniques like meditation, of course. So in that case, you know, just call in the angels and say, I'm going to do a meditation for abundance and meditate on the idea of abundance. You know, you might just repeat a mantra to yourself like, I am blessed. I am abundance. My fortunes grow every day. And you could just recite that mantra to yourself as you meditate, or you can just recite that mantra to yourself without even meditating. You can do affirmations, you know, or if you're really not sure about your ability to manifest, it can be a really good idea to just draw an oracle card and ask, what do I need to know in order to manifest abundance? Just tune into the energy of abundance this week, because it's really going to help you shift your mindset, maybe more than you even think. So now I want to try something a little bit different, which I haven't done before on the Mainly Moonology podcast. I want to tell you about a few books that you could read. Now, this week, because we're talking about abundance, because of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in the money-oriented, you know, comfort-oriented sign of Taurus, I thought I would mention three books that I particularly am interested in, which are going to help you stay on track. Now, one thing to know about when you read a book or you listen to it on Audible, if that's how you like to do it, one thing to know is it's a really, really powerful thing to do, because it keeps your mindset in the mindset of abundance. Here's the thing. We all lead such busy lives. I don't know about you, but I'm constantly rushing around from dawn till dusk getting stuff done. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to sort of lose track. Oh my gosh, it's, you know, 8 o'clock and I didn't even meditate today, or I was going to be doing my affirmations every day or whatever.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're just going to pause the podcast to do a call out to all astrology enthusiasts and the manifestors out there. So my Mainly Moonology membership is gearing up for something really extraordinary, a very special latest Magical Nights workshop. So this year, 2024, blesses us with 11 nights that are brimming with incredible energy, and April 21st stands out as one of these remarkable nights. Why is April 21 so special? Well, it's the day when Jupiter, the planet of good luck and expansion, aligns with Uranus, the planet of change, liberation, awakenings, and innovation. So this rare meeting, and it really is rare, is a potent moment of the year for breakthroughs, radical change, and unexpected opportunities. It's an ideal time to set intentions, break free from limitations, and also invite abundance into your life for reasons I will explain on the night. If you're already a member of my beautiful Mainly Moonology membership, keep an eye on your inbox, because your Zoom invitation for this exclusive workshop will be on its way very soon. You obviously won't want to miss out on harnessing this super powerful energy to supercharge your manifesting. And if you're not a member yet, but you are intrigued by the magic of astrology and moonology and manifestation, there's a place for you in the community. Just go to mainlymoonologymembership.com to sign up and become part of a community that's dedicated to exploring the mysteries of the moon and beyond. Join us in time for the Magical Nights workshop and discover how to work with the universe's energy to create the life you're dreaming of. April 21 is just the beginning. We have 11 magical nights this year, and the journey through 2024 promises to be transformational. So don't miss out to be a part of it. Sign up now and let's manifest together. MainlyMoonologyMembership.com. Reading a really good spiritual book can help you get back on track. So even if you just listen to 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes in the night, or you read for 10 minutes on the tube, go to work or the train or the bus or whatever you do, it actually really keeps you on track. So I wanted to mention three books that I really rate in terms of manifestation consciousness. So the first is a book you may well have heard of. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So this book was written at the beginning of last century, I think. It's very old. And in fact, the language is a little bit dated, but it's something that pretty much every successful entrepreneur out there has read. So I would highly, highly recommend it. Napoleon Hill actually started out by just wanting to speak to lots of very successful people about how they made their fortunes. And he kind of ran with the information he got and ended up creating this book, Think and Grow Rich, which has become iconic. As someone who works for myself, I'm basically an entrepreneur. I go to lots of entrepreneurial masterminds and so on. And two things there. One is you'll find that nearly every single person in an entrepreneurial mastermind, so they're people who work for themselves, who are creating their own lives, who aren't relying on, you know, being paid by someone else who, you know, even if they have a full-time job, they've got a side hustle where they're trying to grow their abundance. Nearly, I would honestly say 100% of them have read or listened to Think and Grow Rich. It just has some really amazing gems of information. And it's the kind of thing, if you just keep reading it a little bit every day, especially this week, you can download it on Kindle, read a little bit every day. It will get you in an abundance mindset. And the other thing I was going to say about the masterminds, the entrepreneurial masterminds, actually, I'm pretty sure that most of us who know about masterminds learn from Napoleon Hill. So a mastermind is where, say, 10, 20, maybe 30 max people will come together every now and then, could be once a month, once a quarter, whatever, to talk about their businesses. I've been in masterminds in the last 12 months. They've been amazing. And so what I would do is I'd fly to the States. It was three times a year. There were 30 of us. We would all be sitting in a horseshoe in a hotel room. There'd be someone out the front and we would do talks, you know, so it might be talks about what AI means for us or talks about what's working now in book publishing or talks about all sorts of things, anything that's going to help us to grow our business. And the funny thing is that if you read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, guess what? He is the one who really popularized the idea of the masterminds. When I first read this book 20 years ago, I didn't know what a mastermind was. I got to that section in the book and he basically says, it's essential. You cannot function in a vacuum. You must be in a mastermind. And at the time, masterminds weren't really a thing. Now they are. So Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, really, really worth reading. All right, so the second book that I want to recommend to you is actually one I haven't read, but so many people have recommended it to me in the last month or two. It must be having a moment. I've ordered it. It's arriving. It actually hasn't arrived yet, or I'd show it to you. But I really believe that it must be a good one because so many people whose opinions I respect have highly recommended it. And it's all about how to manifest money, but in a kind of a really practical way. So it's called A Happy Pocket Full of Money, by an author called David Cameron Jakandi, to be precise. I'm just going to read you from the Amazon description. It's not just about the money. True wealth is not about buckets of cash. True wealth is not about designer clothes. It's not about a new Mercedes, as I was just saying. It's not about living in a palatial estate. True wealth, asserts David Jakandi, is about discovering value within yourself and value within other people. It's about a kind of conscious living that incorporates gratitude, a belief in abundance, and the experience of joy. And then it goes on to say, based on the recent discoveries of theoretical physics and a close reading of inspirational classics of the last century, and that probably includes Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Jakandi creates a new model for the creation of personal wealth, a new model that shows readers how to create abundance by saving, giving, offering charity, and building happy relationships. Now, if that doesn't sound like a book right up my street, and I hope up your street too, I don't know what does. It sounds like a great book. And the funny thing is as well, is that in astrology, okay, we've said we've got the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction this week. It's in the sign of Taurus, which is the second house of the zodiac. And second house on the natural chart of astrology is about cash, property and possessions, self-worth and values. And so this book is actually talking about discovering values within yourself and value within other people. So it's really a good book to read this week. I will definitely be reading it. I'm recording this a little bit in advance. It will be here by then. So let me know on social media or in the comments below if you're going to read it. Again, you can download it on Kindle. Really, really good to have a book like that in your consciousness. And I know it's going to be good because of the people who've recommended it. And it's all about manifesting money in a way that really sounds like it's based on gratitude as a beginning point, which is perfect. And for my third and final book that I would highly recommend, if the first two don't resonate with you for some reason, or if you just prefer to read female authors, I would so highly recommend Lucky Bitch, or I think she might have renamed it to Lucky Bee, by Denise Duffield Thomas. It's a book all about Denise's journey to financial abundance. Denise is actually, I would say, a friend of mine. I don't meet her that many times. We've spoken. We've been on each other's podcasts, I think. We met at Hay House events. She's just lovely. She's a fellow Australian. She lives in Australia. And I read this book. In fact, I listened to it on Audible about probably a year and a half ago. And it's such a great book. It's about how she and her husband were not too happy with the way things were in their lives, with where they were working and so on. So they entered a particular competition to win a year's travel around the world. And they really worked on it in a manifesting way. They just did all the things. They did the manifestation, the visualizations, the meditations, the crystal grids, everything you can think of. Actually, I don't know if they did crystal grids, but just about. And one of the things that Denise says, which I really love, she says, you know, you can't just light your abundance candle and then just hope for the best and hope everything's going to manifest. It's not like that. And the book is really good because it shows you how it's part mindset. It's part the law of attraction. It's part manifesting, but it's also about taking practical steps. So they are my top three books to read. I would say read all of them. Start with whichever one appeals the most. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Jacandy, and then Lucky Bitch or Lucky Bee by Denise Duffield Thomas. And by the way, you know, she called it Lucky Bitch initially because everybody saw how well she was doing. She sort of really rose up amongst her peers and everyone's like, oh, Lucky Bee. But I think she might have changed the name when she self-published initially and then she went to Hay House and I think Hay House were like, meh, I don't know if we want to say that word. I'm not 100% sure of that story, but I think that's what happened. So I hope that helps you with some reading material ideas for this week. Now let's go into something else. Last week, I had the pleasure of interviewing a woman called Summer McStravick. She's actually someone who used to work for Hay House, my publishers, many, many years ago, and she didn't remember it, but I actually met her one day in Sydney, just down near the Opera House, and I remembered her because she had such a great name and she's such a great person, and she was quite visible in Hay House back in the day, and I was like, oh, Summer McStravick. Anyway, she is now doing her own thing and really working as a manifestation coach. And one thing that we talked about in our interview was what she calls flow dreaming, which is kind of like creative visualization. And so what I wanted to share with you now was this meditation from Summer. And I really am going to say, you know, use it to increase your money mindset as she takes you on this visual journey over the next 5 to 10 minutes, use it to visualize whatever it is you want to bring into your life once you crack the abundance code. And this is really the week to work on this stuff because as you know by now, because I've said it 500 times, there is a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in the sign of Taurus. It really is the time to think about manifesting abundance. So, Summer, take it away.
All right, so close your eyes, And I'll close my eyes. I tend to list to my left for whatever reason, whenever I do this. So if you see me leaning like the Tower of Pisa, that's just what happens to me.
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath with me. Exhaling very, very briefly. We're just going to relax your body because we're doing a sped up version. So your stomach releases, your lower back relaxes. You can go ahead and wiggle your shoulders and roll your neck. Open and close your jaw. And just touch on all the points of your body where you typically hold tension and reassure your body that it can go back to holding tension all it wants later. But right now, it has permission to let it go. And keep breathing. I'm just going to daydream together. Just like any daydream when you're thinking about something, mind sort of catches on. I'm going to go to, let's go to Sugar Sand Beach together. This beautiful white powdery beach stretches on for miles. To your right is this gorgeous ocean of light. It's peacock blue and turquoise. It's sea glass green. It just glitters. It's soft. The edges of energy foamy come up on the sand and you can just feel it beneath your toes as you discover yourself walking forward. Beautiful dunes of white sandy light are off to your left, and yet you are still walking, walking, and it's as if you're being pulled forward. You have just the sense about the direction. It's right, it's good, it's where you should be going. It's the same as when you wake up and stretch in the morning and realize you have a whole day ahead of you, a whole day gifted to you. That's the sense. All the time is being gifted to you, and you walk into it. You jump into it. You glide into it. You twirl. Go do some twirls on this beach and let yourself expand. Feel a flowy gown of light or a suit of light just billowing out from you as you just dance forward. And you don't ask, where am I going or why? You just go because that's where you're meant to go. And as you do, you look to the left and to the right, and you see all these beautiful and wondrous things where the line of the ocean and sand meets. It's like the ocean itself, this light, is pouring all kinds of gifts and presents up there for you to meet. The real ocean might pour shells and seaweed, but for you, it's big boxes wrapped with ribbons. They're dotting the sand. There's treasures half buried. You feel eager as a child. You want to run forward and lift up a big golden box and take the lid off and say, what is life gifting to me today? It's something I want. It's something that I'm creating. It's something I have my whole being buried in figuring out or growing or understanding. It's a part of myself, my being, that wants to leap ahead. It's something in my life, my work, my family, that I just want to come together in the most beautiful possible way. I lift the lid off this box and I drink in the light, the energy, the completion, the creation, whatever it is inside that I'm seeking. It's there for me, all mine. I take it in, all mine, drinking it into my being as I continue to move forward. And I just feel complete satisfaction. Complete satisfaction. It's a rain of blessings. My prayers have been answered. And all around me, I could look up at the sky and see the jewels of light, diamonds that speckle it, all the stars reaching down to me and saying, you came here to create. You came here to discover and explore and become something greater than you started. Of course, we have all the materials for you. Your artist workshop is bursting to overflowing. You have people. You have opportunities. You have wealth. You have workspaces. You have all the things. Whatever you're encountering now, whether you're healing and growing through something or expanding and building, making and creating, let it lift off your fingertips. It's all here for you. Whatever you wish, pour yourself in. Don't wait for it to be given to you. Just take it. It's already there. It's yours. Take it. Receive it. Bring it in. And you notice now as you look around how far along this beach you've already wandered, and yet the horizon keeps moving, and you realize this is my whole life. this flow, this locked-in energy of pure brightness, everything I need sweeping in constantly, the tides coming in and pulling out and coming in and pulling out without end. All that I need is here, and I can get as specific as I want in future encounters with this space. I can go deep in and really, really feel around something very personal, very specific to me, and I will. Until the moment when I can close my eyes and just let the feeling of having it or being it or discovering it just engulf me and feel as if, it's happened and now I'm ready for the next thing. And onward we go, onward we go. You allow these feelings to settle in, just having touched them gently with your fingertips here today, this moment. Even as the imagery begins to fade, and you notice yourself coming back from the space, and there it is, your beautiful body waiting for you, your present moment ready to catch you and bring you right back, and whenever you're ready, you open your eyes.
I hope you enjoyed that flow dreaming meditation from Summer McStravick. I'm actually going to play the interview I did with Summer a bit later, maybe next week, maybe the week after. But I really wanted to give you a chance to do that fantastic meditation, manifestation meditation. Just to finish by saying, if you are in my Mainly Moonology membership, you'll be getting a free Moonology Musings PDF this week about exactly where that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is taking place for you. It's going to help you understand where the energies are. Are they in your love zone or one of your two money zones or your communication zone, your work zone, where you can actually expect this very powerful, liberating energy to express itself. On that note, I hope you've enjoyed this week's somewhat new look Mainly Moonology podcast, available as a podcast, but also you can watch it on YouTube and Facebook. And I will see you next week. Make the most of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction.
Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.